This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Runner, Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng with two people I know quite well. Anne James, who most recently played Lady Macbeth to my Macbeth, and Sandy Chu, who played Emilia to my Iago, my former stage wives.
Whoa! That's an amazing link.
Yeah, I know. Both of them will be in a two-hander titled Contractions, a play by Mike Barlett. This play first opened in 2008 in UK. Welcome.
Thank you, Sunheng. Happy to be here.
What is this play about?
And for me, the play is about corporation versus the individual. So if you take a macro view, it's about the state versus the individual.
Over what issue?
It is about control. So the control, I feel, can take from the outside. But in this play, it doesn't quite go there, but it goes into the interior world of the characters, the private world of the character. So that, for me, is a danger point.
You are dealing with a very large theme about the individual. But once we get into the world of the play, what are they fighting about?
Well, for me, it's actually over the boundaries of a particular clause, which is about relationship at the workplace. And my interest, or like what I was latching on to, was this: how far can you go with it in terms of the private protecting their boundaries? But at the same time, it's like usually you have clause and the manager keeps saying it is for, there's no favoritism, it's so that it's good practice and all this kind of thing. But sometimes it's like the good intentions, like when you take it too black and white and to extremes, it goes into really macabre.
I think we also need
thesis.
To look at how the state or corporations think. I would put good intentions in inverted commas because I'm very sort of anti-authoritarian. I feel that the good intentions of the corporation to control all aspects of your life, and how much do you want the corporation to allow you to do that?
I'm going to put this to you. This play is about a woman who has been called in because she is seen as in breach of a clause within the employment contract of having a relationship with a co-worker.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is not something that we do in Malaysia, do we? Do we have such a clause in contracts? I don't think so. But you may need to declare that
you have a relative or
you
somebody.
You have a relative. Yeah, but there's no such thing as being in work and then suddenly falling in love, say, okay, suddenly I'm in love with so-and-so, What do you use then as your access points into this play?
Playing the manager role goes against my very being because I tend to want to allow people choice.
You're more egalitarian.
I'm more egalitarian. But there is a part of me that is dictatorial. There is.
We all are.
We all have aspects of that. So to allow that part of me to come out in the manager. But at the same time, there's that separation of self and character. And as an actor, of course, you have to do that. You have to play those parts. And to show the audience the extent to which the character of manager, state, corporation, or your manager in your office starts controlling all aspects of your life is real. I mean, I think it's very real for all of us who are, whether we are government servants or we are in the private sector.
Well, I think whenever you have two people, politics come to play. When I say politics, I'm talking about the negotiation of power comes
yes.
to play.
Yes.
So especially when you have a supervisor and a subordinate, and in this case, manager and Emma. Who is Emma?
So Emma is a new recruit into the company. We have agreed that, I don't think it's specifically said what her job is, but she does sales. She is pretty respectful, but confident. She knows her place. And she's good at her job.
Successful.
Yes.
Very successful.
Yes.
Which is why the management wants to keep her.
And she knows her boundaries. And it's interesting, it's like to see how she deals with that. We talked about like differences. In the beginning, I was like, oh, I'm a bit, I feel I'm a bit more direct, and she will use a lot more PC way of trying to confront.
The manager would use more PC language.
Oh, no. Emma.
Oh, Emma.
Emma. So both of us are kind of using PC, like corporate culture
corporate
words.
Speak.
Yes.
Yes.
But then, like, working on this, and suddenly I realized it's like, oh, no. It's like in different situations, I do that too. It's like, you know, where you were like, not want to offend, but you need to put your foot down, or you're like, draw your lines.
As far as I know, you are quite PC with your language.
I am?
You are.
Are you sure?
As the manager, what's interesting, two things, Anne. One, you don't have a name. You are just the manager.
Exactly.
And then on top of that, the two characters are female characters.
Yes.
Would it make a difference to give you a name and to make you male?
No, that would change the thing entirely. Mm. Now, firstly, to cast me as male, I mean, the character as male, I think would change the dynamics entirely. Then it becomes an issue of gender. Gender freeze, I think, is very clever of Mike Bartlett. And to allow that dynamic not to interfere with his intention of writing the play. I think that's really clear, important.
By changing the gender, you might adulterate or take the focus away from
the real issues.
From the issue here of between two people, or like we say, the corporation and the employee, the state and the individual.
Yep. And the namelessness, I think that is the he that cannot be named.
Voldemort.
Whoa. Okay. And that is that element of never revealing the name, because the name is personal and personalizes the person. So the person is present. So if you cast, you name it as manager, then anybody can fill that cog as long as you fit the mold.
And it also makes the violence institutional.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. It's institutionalized. And it is that. Violence is the right word.
I believe you are performing in the Indochini, lovely space for it, because I just saw Betrayal there, three people. The intimacy allows for us to kind of be drawn into it. Because you are in the Indochini, is there going to be anything that's going to be done specific to create that space?
A circular space?
So we'll be
it's
in
a
the
theater
round.
In the round.
Hexagon. Was it octagon, sorry.
Yeah.
Eight-sided.
Yeah. So the audience is all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And very close, and it's intense because it moves from scene to scene to scene. There are only 14
any
scenes.
Any projections, just two of you,
just
a
yes.
table between the two of you, and then it's all... So it's really strictly focused on the actors.
On the actors.
Yeah. And it's also it wants to create sort of this isolation of the manager's office. It's almost in an isolated space.
An island.
And it's just Emma coming in and out to this island that almost becomes the kingdom of...
the manager.
Yes.
Why contractions? I can see the word contract within the word contractions. But contractions seem to suggest labor.
Mm-hmm.
She's a laborer.
That is true.
Yeah. But we think of labor in a very specific context when we look at the word contraction, as in delivering a child. Is there any connection?
For me, I feel there is. I mean, it just occurred to me the other day that, okay, contract, because I took a position and I said, oh, this, you know, contractions is...
is a position.
Is a position. Is a position of birthing. And the process of birthing is painful. But what is being birthed is the question.
So there is a birthing of sorts?
From the manager's point of view, yes. And what is produced is, I guess for me, is what motivates the manager to push through that process of labor to produce what is needed for the company.
So you are the one going through contractions, not Emma. Oh, I thought Emma was the one going through contractions.
Well, the baby is under huge stress.
Yeah. Well, there's also it's already in the synopsis, which is Emma does become pregnant and a baby becomes part of the complication of the situation as well. So there's a lot of levels to this. It's like, because the other thing of like contractions that I was also thinking is like, you know, when you employ somebody, especially a new recruit or like someone who's a fresh grad or something like that, you are still trying to mold them to what fits the company.
Yeah.
Or like
the culture of the company.
But it's post, there's post-labor. No.
I think the process of creating someone
who fits the, you know, the mold. Fit the square into the round, you know, peg or whatever, that happens.
Mindset,
I think it takes everybody is into
culture.
Creating a culture of the school, the culture of the university, the culture of the company. So I think that, you know.
So this is a theme that should speak to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone who is already in a situation might recognize it. And the people who are
actually,
going
anybody
into...
anybody who is alive, who is a part of any kind of society, because society, one of the themes in literature has always been the individual versus the larger group.
Yes.
And to some extent, the larger group is represented by you,
by the
manager, the nameless manager.
Yes.
The system, the institution.
Oh, yeah. I know we were talking about this also recently, which is the idea of there is the clause, but it's also enforced and enacted by a human being. And the idea of whether, even if it's a clause in black and white, someone still wields the hand of how far you go with it, how you're going to enforce it.
Yeah.
And the consequence of that is?
The show.
No, for me, the consequence of that is because a human being is involved, therefore it is subject to all this abuse
and, mental.
Yes, and personal interpretation.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's power play and how much force you use.
And sometimes I assume, knowing you, Anne,
yes,
that you are going to be this manager, this manager who believes that what she is doing is the right thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you
it's
don't.
It's a church.
But then Emma has her point of view too.
Yes.
And
but,
she also.
But based on my understanding of the play, which I didn't read, but just picking bits and pieces from it, that because the title is also Contractions, you give in.
Well, I think people need to find out.
Yes.
Come in and find out how it ends, because it sets up, you know, you have to ask yourself, the viewer needs to reflect, what would I do? How much would I give in?
Yeah.
How much will I stand up for what I believe in? What is the cost?
I can hear the swell of the music already.
As I said, it's church, it's religion.
And then it's also definition. So it's like, Emma is like, if you want to say this is the definition, I will also have my own point of view. And like, I will challenge you on that. And I'll hold you to that definition.
It's not a very long play, is
it? No,
it's
not. It's probably a little over an hour or so.
Yeah.
So no intermission.
No intermission. It's relentless.
Yes.
Contractions by English playwright Mike Barlett will run in the Indocine at KL Pack from Thursday, August 24th through to Sunday, September 3rd. Shows are at 8:30 p.m. except for matinees on Sundays. No shows on Monday and Tuesday. But there's one Saturday when you will play both 3 o'clock
and
8:30.
Correct.
Tickets are priced at $55 with concessions at $45. Post-performance conversations will follow on Friday and Saturday evening performances. This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9, and thank you both.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.